Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Nida Daf Samach Aleph. This year is being given from the literally on the beach of the Yam HaMelech. Okay, in En Gedi. So it's like this. The Mishnah says like this. Welcome back, Oren. How's Yulia?
She's much better, thank you.
Okay, Shalosh Nashim Shayu Shanot Bemitachat. Sorry. Wrong Daf altogether. Yeah. Samach, where are we? Samach Gimel. Sorry, Samach Gimel. Okay, as long as you're listening, good, you're all following. Okay. Yeah, like Rabbi Yochanan had his students, he said some nonsense, they could check them all. I'll make sure that you're all following. All right. So that Ezu Rok Tafel. So the Mishnah says that there was Rok Tafel. The Gemara is like an Ezu Rok Tafel. So that a call shelo ta'am klum mi'be'erif. Anybody, any rock, what spit that's tafel, that's considered unflavored rock, right? The Gemara says, any time that you've got rock, that you haven't eaten anything from night. We seem to imply that you have eaten the whole night. So Rapapa, Kamadu Rava, Lemaymar, Kamandam, Lota, Midi, Ba'urta. So he says, Rapapa was of the opinion, right? He said in front of Rava, how do you want to explain this? That the guy hadn't tasted anything from the whole night. Amale Rabbi Miktani Ba'erev. Who said Ba'erev? That you haven't tasted anything the whole night. Mi Ba'erev Katani. Look at Rashi. Rashi said, Burta. Shafilu Emesh Lo Tam Klum. Even last before you went to bed, you never tasted anything. He said, no, where do you get that from? Mi Ba'erev Katani. Aval Emesh Achal Keshar B'nei Adam. So it only means in the morning when you woke up, basically, or sometime during the night, you never, but if you'd eaten yesterday, later afternoon, even before you went to bed, that would be okay. Right, lafuki eiched the kadim v'achil. So that comes to explain to me. Be'erev katan. It says me be'erev. Lafuki eiched the kadim. When you ate early, right? Look, Rashi eiched the kadim. Kodem ayom la'achas sheniur mishenato v'achil lo v'rok tafel. V'ishasher me'mareret et harok u'mechazakto v'ochem me'matkob me'mavid kocho. What he's saying over here, if you woke up in the morning and you'd eaten early in the morning, that would be a problem. If you ate before you went to bed, that would be okay. In other words, you just don't want some sort of food in the morning to come and weaken the koach of the strength of the rock. So I'm Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Rok Tafel. He asks us the same question, what's Rok Tafel? So he says, another answer. Kol Shavar Lav Chatzot Laila Ubeshein. He says, as long as you fell asleep, right, you Chatzot Laila, right? So he says that as long as you had like most of the night, I imagine, went and you were sleeping. The Gemara says, "Lemaimer de b'shainet talia milta." Does that mean that the rock, the strength of the spit, is dependent on you having gone to sleep? But now we've got a Mishnah, right? The Mishnah Shas is actually a brighter. V'atanya. So the Yabit is the version of a brighter. V'atanya, we've got a brighter. Yashan kula yom en zerok tafel. If he slept the whole day, it won't help him. It's still not rock tafel. Ni'ur korar, if he was awake kol alayla, harei zerok tafel akon shavuot. You're up the whole night. Doesn't matter. It's still called rock tafel. So how can you tell me it's depending on sleep? Yeah, we see that even if you slept the whole day, it made no difference. And if you're awake the whole night, it still made no, it was good. Therefore, it's night time, not daytime that we want. So he says, no. Hatam b'mitnam nem. Right? He says, even at night, we said you were ni'ur kuralayla, you weren't really ni'ur. Right? You were dozing. Look at Rashi. Hatam dektani ni'ur kuralayla. Harei rok tafel. What does it mean? Lord, the ni'ur mamash. Not that you were wide awake properly. Ele mitnam nem. You dozed off. Tevada shina shela layla be'inan. Because definitely you need a little bit of sleep at night. But nonetheless, shinata yom during the day. Afagav the yasha and lav tafel. Either you slept makes the difference. Hoyo v'tam klum sheha toem shachrit ne'neh kolem kulo. He says, why? He says, because that little bit of food that you ate in the morning for breakfast, right, that's going to mess up the sweat, the spit for the whole day. That time is already made the spit weak. So we want you night time when you aren't eating. That's the idea, really. And a little bit of sleep. So Gemara says, "Echidai mitnam nem." What do you mean by mitnam nem? That you were dozing. What do you mean by that? He says, "I'm Rav Ashi nim velo nim." He says, "Mitnam nem is nim velo nim." Okay, so basically you were sleeping, but you weren't sleeping. Tiv velo tiv, awake but not awake. How does that mean? What's the example of here? He says, "The karulei, a guy called you out, vani," and then you answered to him, "Velo yadel ahodure." So you weren't actually awake to answer him a logical question. He said, "Hello," you said, "Yeah," you know, but you couldn't really go into a proper deep discussion with him. When he reminds you what's going on, you remembered. So in other words, you remember that he spoke to you, but you weren't exactly sure how to answer him, how to have a proper conversation. Like most like a story, we learned in a bright Hishkim Vishna Pirko. If a person got up at night, right, Hishkim Vishna Pirko. Look at Rashi there. had the Burma Mikoch, and he basically learned. So he got up at night and he did a bit of learning, right? Just by the way, we went yesterday to this Qumran caves here, you know. You see, there was a proper sect. I must say, I read a whole book about that. I really appreciated it. What a real, like, a proper sect. They even say that Christianity had its beginnings there in that sect. You know, there they did this. They had a whole series at night. For the first 3 hours of the night, they sat and learnt. Right? This was, so he has his, and in the morning they sat and they ate together. I don't know anybody's been there. It's like, it's a bit long and boring, but it's quite, what? What do you say, Michael? Can't hear a word. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? There's Hishkim Shinapirko, Ein Ze Rok Tafel. Right? So why about Kame, how long is that for? Amrabi Huda Bashlomo Bashiro Amrabashi Amrabi Raza Kol She Yatsa Rov Diburo Shel Shloshot. This is how you look at Rashi, yeah? Shehu asudin abebish, the amount of time you'd normally speak within 3 hours, right? So if most of that speaking time you'd spoken for 3 hours, that already weakens the spit and makes it unusable for the thing. If I go off to somebody, wave to me. I know, so now I'm not talking to myself, all right? I don't want to use up too much of my talking here in the first 3 hours. Can you hear me? Now the Mishnah says like this, May Grisin. Okay, so May Grisin, what's it? Le'isat Grisin Shofu. We saw that yesterday, right? It's like to chewing these peeled split beans. From what's it? Lama Sadi Rash Lakish. Perhaps you could say. Eh? They are peeled. I mean, I corrected myself. Yeah, I said unpeeled and I said peeled. Correct. Right? The peeled split beans. So Gemara says, Lama Sadi Rash Lakish. Well, this could help Rash Lakish, right? Can you hear me? So now, Lama Masayla L'Resh Lakish, Amar Rav Shlakish, Rok Tafel Tarich Shehem Kol Echad V'Echad. Right? So what does it mean? Lama Rav Shlakish says that with every one of these six ingredients, you have to add spit. But spit is the seventh ingredient, but it has to be added to all the others. Right? Shehem Kol Echad V'Echad. Someone says deal with, but maybe that's not the case. Because the Mor is saying, since you've got to have the May Grisin means being chewed up, right? So the fact you've got to chew it means that you've got to put spit with it. So maybe spit's got to go with everything else. Gemara says, no, that means that maybe just deal with heaven to Puma Mali. He says, just the heat, what's going on over here really is just the heat of the mouth, right? The heat of the, of it's not the spit that's helping the split bean, yeah? It's really just the heat of your mouth. You're warming it up, and that's really what's making it work. Okay. You can't hear me now either? It's like this. He says, here, but knitting the locker Rabbi Huda, obviously I missed the locker Rabbi Huda, why? The Tanya Bidol Meir, May Grisin Roteach. What's happening? So now he says like this. He says that Lama Matniti Dokra Behuda, Tanya Bidol Meir, May Grisin Roteach. We said that. May Grisin Roteach, V'over Shiten Letocho Melach. So he says, Rabbi Huda, that's what is May Grisin. You've got, it's got to be boiling, and before you put any salt into it. So the over there, where the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, the over, right? So Rashi says, over, kodem shamelach ma'avir koach ha-grisin, before you put salt in, because the salt's going to weaken the whole story. So the Gemara says, where does we know that? By mashmat hai over lishad akdumehu. How do that lashon, the over means before you put the salt in? Right? Amar Abnachma Yitzchak, Amar Krak, we've got a pasuk, ve'erotzach yimad derech ha-kikar, vayavor et ha-kushi. And he basically, Kodem kadam lefanavi. He overtook him. So it means before he came over in front of him. My bike is answer. Amar miyacha who are valif nehem, and he passed before them. Vibat amar miyacha vayavor malkam ibn Hashem rosham. Okay, so there will be three proofs of how we know that avar means before. Now the Gemara carries on. Meirak laim sheikh mitzvah. Mishnah said meirak laim sheikh mitzvah that became fermented. Right. So again, the Mishnah, the Gemara is like this. Tana kamech chimutzan. How much do we have to have the fermentation for? He says, Shlosha Yamim. It has to be 3 days. You have to leave it there to become fermented properly. Rabbi Yochanan says on that, Kol Shiur HaChachamim B'Ketamim. Whenever we speak about any Shiur for Chachamim on Ketamim, Tzarich Shiur L'Shiuran. Right? We need to know that each one is relevant to its own circumstances. The yeret or the zakat, is it a young kid's urine or an older kid's urine or an old man's urine? Right? Rashi says here, shel zakein ma'alot fei. Right? So an older person's urine is better. The issue, is a woman or man, mechusa magunim, is it open or covered? Uncovered or covered? Right? Rashi says here, mechusin, if it's covered up nicely, ma'alot fei, it works better. Be'emota chama, Rashi says again, ma'alot fei is better, or be'emota geshurim, in the winter months. So what depends, in other words, there's nothing absolute here, it will depend whose it is and when it is, etc., and that would depend. Now the Gemara carried on and said, "Tzarich lekasket shlosh pamim." The Mishnah said, "You got to remember." We said yesterday, "You got to scrub 3 times." Now the Gemara's got an interesting question. By Rabbi Yirmiya, "Am tuye va tuye chad." So we said yesterday, scrubbing means like Rashi explained, you got to like rub it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The Gemara says, "Yeah, back and forth is back one." And forth, it was back and forth one, or Dilma am tuya va tuya tarte, or maybe back and forth is two, back and forth each one. So that would, right? Migra says taiku. We haven't got an answer, we don't know. Okay, now the Mishnah says like this. Heviran shaloka sidram. We saw yesterday, if you do them in the wrong order, right, then it wouldn't be good. Remember, we saw there, Rashi pointed out that the order of the cleaning is according to the order of the Mishnah, exactly as the order says. Started with rock and ended off with the ashlag, I think it was, right? The Kamune v'ashlag, right. So the Gemara says like this. I've lost my place here. Right, Tzarich lekaskes, have you guys looked at Tarabanam? We got a brighter. Higdim shnaim rishonim. So if you put the first, like the last batch, shni'im over here, la rishonim. If you look at Rashi, it says shni'im rishonim, neter uborit, a kamunia v'ashlag. So you took the 7, right? You took the last 4, and you put them kadamotam lerok tafel umay grisin umay raglaim. So you first did the last 4, and then you did the first 3. That's what he means over here. That's how Rashi explains it, right? So now, if you did it in that order, then we got a machloket here between the tanaim. Tani chada shnai shniim alulo. So one group of tanaim say that the second ones that you did, right? Shni'im alulo. Now, we're not sure what shni'im aviyah means. Because shni'im means the second batches, right? So it seems like that last 4 that you did are okay. And rishonim lo alulo. And the first 3 don't count. In other words, the first ones you use work. The second ones you use don't work. Wait a second. The tanirach rishonim alulo, shni'im lo alulo. And another writer says, no, the other way around. That the Rishonim, the first ones use alulo, and Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, Idi ve'idi, Abaye says like this. Both of them over here are saying the same thing. They're no steering the brighter. Shni'im alulo ve'lo Rishonim. They're both saying the Shni'im alulo and not the Rishonim. And what does it mean? So now you've got to explain, what does it mean? What are Rishonim here? Umay Rishonim, says Abaye. He says, Rishonim l'kesidran v'shni'im l'ha'varatan. He says, yeah, Rishonim, what are according to the order of the Mishnah, in other words, the rook, right? So when you did it in the wrong order, like Rashi pointed out over there, you first did Neter, Borit, Kimon, and Ashlag. It's the rook and the Megrisin and the Meraglayim, those are the Rishonim. So those Rishonim are Lulu, right? In other words, the first 3 were good. Ushniim lahavaratan. And the second batch that you did in that order, those don't go up. In other words, basically your rook and your made grisha married line were good, and you've now got to repeat the neter, borit, kimon, and ashlag, which you did first, you've got to repeat those again. That's really what he means over here, and now we start a new mishnah. Okay, so kol yisho sheyesh laveset. Now this is the halacha which we've seen plenty of times. Can you hear me now properly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Kol yisho sheyesh laveset, dayasha ata. So we've seen this before, that mishnah says the woman's got a veset, dayasha ata, and dayasha ata, right? If you look at Rashi, it's hidden down towards the end of the Mishnah there. Bechol ri'iyot she'tireh, alevi satot elu, right? Which is only Tamea from now onwards. Dayasha Atah, we explained at the very beginning of the Peirah of the Mishnah, of the Masechta, means that we don't metame her lemafreya, any going backwards retroactively for any period of time. From the moment she sees blood, she's Tamea going forward. That's what Dayasha Atah means. Right, and the Mishnah gives a list of the visatot, the periods that she has, which cause this. Ve'eluhayin ha-visatot, mefaheket, meaning that she yawns. Rashi says, yeah, ishteraila. He explains over here what it means. And if you look, Masur Rashas has got it, says there, v'hu adam she'poshet evarav kol kach. Akach katav arosh. Basically, when you yawn, you like stretch out your arms, I imagine. Right? Umaateshet or sneezes. V'choseshet b'pi akrisa. Rashi says v'pi akrisa neged tibura. So she has pains in front of her belly button. U'b'shipulei ma'ayeah. And in her abdomen. I think that's the correct translation. Beit harechem Rashi says v'ya. Like in her womb. But I think it means the abdomen area. That like bottom body part. V'shofa'at. And she's got a lot of blood. Rashi says, but Gemara Parich Maika, the Gemara asks, what's going on over here? What do you mean shofat? How does it happen? If she's bleeding, how could that be a period? Okay, basically, well, what a vesed means, remember, a vesed means not that she sees blood, but on that particular day of the month, she anticipates to see that her period will start. And that's visatot. And therefore, on that day, she can't have relations with her husband because she's anticipating to become a woman who's tameya. So the Gemara's going to ask, how can it be if she's got blood? She's already got blood. So what does it mean she's having a veset? If she's got blood, she's got blood. She's bleeding. We don't anticipate anything. There's already proof. That's the Gemara's going to question me later on. Right? Ukemin smar morot. And if she's got some sort of... Rashi says, yeah, smar morot prichunch. But smar morot is like if you get a cold shivers. How do they translate that in the English there, smar morot?
Shuddering.
Shuddering. Yeah, okay. I guess like cold shivers. If your body like shudders or whatever, okay? Ochzinota. Right, if ukemin smar morot ochazinota, right? So if like cold shivers grab her, Rashi says bechach limuda liot bechol et shirai. Any of these things happen, she can anticipate that she's going to be having a period. V'chein chayotze b'hen, anything like that. And Rashi says v'chein chayotze b'hen. My first we'll discuss it in a second. Now the Mishnah ends off by saying bechol she kavala shlosha pa'amim. And any woman who has this experience 3 times in a row, or 3 months in a row. Right, Hareze Veset, she knows that's a Veset and she can rest on that. In other words, anything else we ignore, and that is her Veset. And now if that happens, she anticipates a Veset coming on. And from that moment, she is Tameya, she can't be with her husband and she can't deal with Taharot, anything of the kind. It was like a Tanya, Chadazimna, but we've already learned this Chadazimna, this idea of a woman that Kol Isha Sheshla Veset Daya Sha'ata, right? So the Gemara says, "Kol yishesh laveset daya sha'ata." And the Gemara brings on Daf Bet, Amud Aleph, the very, very first Mishnah in Amasechet. So the Gemara says, "No. Hatam v'satot yome." There we spoke about v'satot yome when she had them based on a date, like she knew every 24th of the month she had a period. Hacha v'satot gufa. Here we're speaking about v'satot guf, and these are experiences, physical body experiences, which are causing her veset, and they're different. Kiriktani. Right, and that, like our Mishnah says, Eidu hain v'satot, haitam v'haiket, she was yawning, v'atesh, she was sneezing, v'cheshav v'fiv, v'kisna, she had pain in her stomach, v'shupa l'mayel, in the bottom, v'shofat, bleeding. So those are basically different types of v'satot. On that, the Gemara says, v'shofat, ha'ashaf v'azda, but she's busy bleeding. I don't know if she's busy bleeding. Hey, look at Rashi, the very last Rashi, v'haychanu ha'vesin, hoyo v'chi yemei roi. She's seeing blood. What do you mean those are vesed? Vesed is when we don't see blood, when we anticipate blood. So Amar Ula Bereidra Abdabilah, he says, no, what's going on over here? Talk about a case over here. V'shofa'at dam tameh mitoch dam tahor. It's quite amazing. It says, yeah, we know. She starts off seeing blood, which is tahor. What's blood tahor? Remember, we learned about certain colors of blood that are tahor, right? So let's say she's having like a crazy color blood. She always gets like, I don't know, like a lilac blood, right? And then straight after that, she knows she's going to start having normal blood. Look at Rashi, yeah? Regilal yirot dam tahor tchila. V'achar kachach dam tameh haveh veset. V'chol sha'a she'tire dam tameh, right? And all the time while she's seeing there's not tameh blood, right? Achar dam tahor, amrinan de daya sha'ata. Sorry, so as soon as she knows that she's 3 days, 3 months in a row, she first has like this sighting of not tameh blood, and she knows it's followed by regular tameh blood. If she sees the non-tameh blood, she knows that her veset's about to start, and that would be the case. Okay, and now the Gemara starts discussing those few examples of the Mishnah. Uchemin smar morot, like shuddering or cold shivers. And the Gemara says, it's a v'chein cheyotze bayin. And then the Mishnah ended off and said, and anything like this. The Gemara's question is, latuya mai, what does this come and include, this v'chein cheyotze bayin? It says, Amar Rabbar Ula, latuya isha sherasha kaveda lea v'avrea kvedim. Like her head, she's got a headache, or she's got heavy limbs, right? What we call today premenstrual syndrome, right? I think that's the term. Verotetet vegosa, right? So verotetet, right? Vegosa. I'm not sure how do you translate that vegosa?
Yawning.
Huh?
Yawning.
Yawning. nausea, okay, belches, vomiting, okay, right, anything like that, okay. Amar Avuna Bar Abba Chiba Shmuel, Harei Amru, right, he says like this. So he says like this, Harei Amru, right, meaning what we've learned, right, we've got him a Korash, he says, Harei Amru, to come and beshmite him. We'll see that in our sugya. Eina tshicha lo lishanot velo lishnot velo lishalesh. Rashi says over here, that I need to repeat or three times or twice. He says, like this, Amru, Leyamim Shniim Levesatot Achat. Right? So he says here that we've learned on our story. We don't need this idea of three times a chazoka for a period. He says, for Yamim, if it's a Veset Yamim, like we learned at the beginning of the Perek, or the Masechta, so twice is enough. Look at Rashi, Leyamim Shniim, Vesatot De Yome. It's already good enough. If it's just in a 2 months in a row, it's a veset. Right? And levesatot, and this vesatot here, Rashi says, yeah, degufa, kagon hani de matnitin, misha kavatan pamachad. In these examples here of yawning or shaking or shuddering or headache or anything like that, even if it happens to her once, it's already good enough. Right? And lema shelo manu chachamim shlosha. So we've got some sort of ma'amar of Tanaim that says that, no, it would depend. So if it's veset yamim, then twice is good enough. If it's veset guf, like we saw in our Mishnah here this morning, then once is good enough. And examples that chachamim don't include, there, if something happens, you know there's going to be three, and you're going to see blood after that, that you have to have three times. Look, Rashi, lemashe lo manu chachamim, veset shalosh, v'kumibayday l'shmua, lemashe lo manu chachamim, mahi, and the girl's going to say afterwards, what is it? And Shmuel's going to say, ani shamati ken, lemashe lo manu chachamim shalosh, aval ani yodeh mahu. Shmuel doesn't remember what they were. He knows that there's such a ma'amar, but he's not quite sure what it is that they said, what the examples are. So the other Gemara says like this, lemashe lo manu chachamim latuye mahi, what's it coming to include? Am Rav Yosef latuye rasha kaved alea ve'avaria kavedin alea ve'rotetet ve'gosah. See, Rav Yosef just answered exactly what we saw in a second. When we said in the Mishnah, we said, v'chein kayotze bahen, and we said, what is it? And Ulla said, it comes to include who's got a headache or heavy limbs or who's vomiting or whatever the case is. Right? So Rav Yosef says as well here that Lamashe Lomanu, the example that Chaim didn't include of that. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, what are you talking about? Maika Mashmanan. Matnitini. We already learned that in our Mishnah. Taha Pirsha Rabbi Bar Ulla. Right? We already saw a second ago that Amar Rabbi Bar Ulla, they explained that that's what our Mishnah was speaking about when it said the Chayotze Bahen. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, okay. So what does it mean? This Mashi Chachamim lo manu, he says latuye achla shum veratif. She had garlic, for example, and she knew that garlic sets on a period. Va'achla betzalim or onions and it sets on a pinion. Or kisasa pilpilim verata. Kisasa here means like chew peppers. If you look at Likutei Rashi, you've got Likutei Rashi. The very first Likutei Rashi on the Amud, he says that he brings a Gemara in Bracha, which we'll learn soon. It's like as kisses a pupil, he says, "Kol davar sha'adam ochel shelok kedarko." Anything that you eat, which is not the normal way of eating it, mikri kisesa, right? I wonder if that comes from the same word as bata baba kismin, right? It's also some sort of idea. Like so that's what it means. Basically, you were like doing something with peppers, verata. Any of those things would be what Chaim didn't include. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shemir di hashmita. Rav Yosef, I've never heard of something like this. The shmita, right? He says that this notion over here, where Amar Rav Huna, Abarchi, Amar Shmuel, that you don't need to have three times a chazoka, even once or twice is good enough. He says, I don't know about that. Look at Rashi there. To Shmuel, Amar Liyamim Shnayim Levestot Echad. He says, I'm not sure where that is. And Amar Liyabaya, he says, what do you mean you don't know where that comes from, Rabbi Yosef? Remember Rabbi Yosef? Remember Rabbi Yosef got sick and he forgot his Torah? Remember that old story? Right? So Amar Liyabaya, Abaya says to him, Atam Ritan Nihalan, we learned it from you. Vaha Amritan, this is what you're talking about. Yatali Mudal Yotro Ayom Chamish Ashasar Vishintal Yom Esrim. If a woman normally had a period on the 15th, and then suddenly she's changed, so on the 20th, you told us, Zevaze Asurin, both the 15th and the 20th are both Asur. Right? You look at Rashi over there, he says, Zevaze Kshagia Od Chamisha Asar Asur Neshamesh. The following month, when the 15th comes around again, she can't have relations. Why? Even though she saw Brad last month on the 20th, we're still going to be Choshesh to the 15th. Right? We're still going to be Choshesh to the 15th. Right, Shema Tachzor Levista, because she might have a vessel again on the 20th, on the 15th. Because she again Yom Esri, when the 20th comes around again, Nami Taase, she's also Asur. Shema Ma'achshav Tikba Vessel Yom Esri, because she might now start, already have a vessel on the 20th. Right, Shalosh Pamim Yom Esri, Hutar Yom Chamishasa. Then when the 20th comes around on the third time, and there she's seen that she stopped seeing on the 15th, and it's only on the 20th, right? Then the 15th becomes mutar v'kavali yom eshrim. Why? She'ani shekovat la'veset, ad she'tikavein ha'shal v'emim, because you said till three times. V'amar telan alan, on that, you said to Rav Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Zo divrei Rabban Gamliel bar Rebbi. This is divrei Rabban Gamliel bar Rebbi, she'amar mishum Rashbag. This is the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Aval chachamim omrim, rata enet tricha, lo lishnot v'lo lishalesh. Right? He says that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But chachamim say, no, chachamim say, enet tricha lo lishnot v'lo lishalesh. They don't need it to duplicate or triplicate. Right? V'amiran lach, and we said to you, lishanot, amartelan, lishalosh b'bayi, I don't understand. If it's already good, two is good enough, why do you need three? V'amartelan, you, Rabbi Yosef, said back to us, lishanot b'vesatot, that's when it comes to vesatot, we need twice. Lishalosh b'yami, when it comes to days. Right? So basically he says, what do you mean, Rabbi Yosef? You, we had this whole discussion with you, this whole sugya went on with you. And you said the whole thing, basically reminding him what it was. We are pasking halacha here, by the way. This is a very important machloket. We'll see in a second. Rashi brings here quite a wild halacha, which is important for us to know. I think we discussed at the beginning of the Masechet, but it's still worthwhile knowing now. So the Gemara says, no, I don't understand. Why did we have to say, Zor Diver Rabin Gamliel Bar Rebbe, right? That Rebbe's son, Rabin Gamliel, his son, Shamar Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, this is a Rashbag, right? Why did we just say, right, the name is Zor Diver Rashbag? Why say that this is Rabin Gamliel Bar Rebbe who says like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel? Just say this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Like, well, no, we want to learn an extra halacha out of it. Hakamash Melan, what's important for us to learn over here, right? Shmuel, the Rabbi Gamliel, that Shmuel, Hakamash Melan Shmuel, Shmuel teaching us, the Rabbi Gamliel Berebi, that Rabbi Gamliel Berebi, he holds halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Svirulei, that was important. But now, just look over here at Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Look at that Rashi there, four or five lines above the Mishnah of Rashi. It says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that a chazaka can never happen in less than three times. But that's a machloka we see between him, right, and Rebbe. It's interesting here that the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I think, I'm not 100% certain, but I think that Rebbe is the one who says that a chazaka can be twice. I don't remember it 100%, but I remember machloket like that. But here Rashi says, if you look here, to lo have a chazoka batzi mitlat zimne, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that it can't be less than three times. Kedeshmen le Rabban Shimon Gamliel b'chol duchte. He says, all around Shas. That's the machloket. Lishlishi tenase. This is, we're talking about a woman here. You know, the woman who marries a guy and he dies. Then she marries another guy and he dies. Then she marries a third guy and he dies. So that's called an Isha Katlanit, like a murderous woman. We've seen this before. So the question is, can she marry a fourth time? Because there's a chazoka now that she's going to kill her, the husbands die from her. The question is that after two husbands dying that she can't marry the third, or only after three husbands dying she can't marry the fourth? Now she says, Lishlishi Tinasa, she can marry the third guy. Lerevi Lo Tinasa, Goron Yavamo. But the fourth one she can't marry. So Rashbag says, we needed to have killed off three husbands before we got a chazoka that she's a Katlanit and she can't marry. And I'm almost sure that it's Rebbe who says twice, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay, new Mishnah. So now the question follows. Normally when she'd have a veset, she'd have a period, blood, right? Whatever, let's say it was on the second, let's say a veset of days or a veset of yawning. She knows that she's going to see blood straight away in the morning. Right? So now, if she would normally have a period and it would start bleeding in the morning, and today's the day, right? So then, if she did any taharot from the morning, they're already tmeot. Why? Because from the morning, she's got to start being chosheshet. So she's got a chazoka of a tmeot. Just 1 second, please. She's got a chazoka of a tmeot already from the beginning of the day. Right. And then if she was besofa v'satot, if she normally only saw blood at the end of the time when she had a veset, kol atarot she'asta b'tocha v'satot, tohorot, then it would be okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yamim v'shot v'satot. Rabbi Yossi says this applies as well, not just to a woman who yawns or who has a sore tummy or a headache, even the v'satot of the days. Now the Mishnah says, ha'italim udaliyot, right? Ha'italim udaliyot ro'a imanetzach hama. If she'd normally see blood in the with the sunrise, so then ein asra edim, she's only asur get them all together or you round them up. Right? So Aina Asura Ela Ima Netzachama. So then she only comes Asura Netzachama. Look at Rashi over there. Therefore, the night before is okay. She could have relations the whole night before. If the netzachama passes, then she can carry on. In other words, if she normally sees it netzachama, come sunrise, she never saw any blood. She's a tahora. She can carry on the whole day having relations with her husband. Rabbi Yossi Ketanila the dayek shaata v'satot v'tulo. Right, and we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yossi, basically, it depends. Do we say only for that moment when she would have had the veset, or do we have to have her tamaya for at least or nah? We saw this as well, right? And the day is divided to two or not, the night and the day. So that's really the big chiddush over here of the Mishnah where it says netzachama ein asura ela ima netzachama, because we might have thought that she should have an or nah, and therefore the night before, the whole night should be her or nah. And therefore, she should be tamei the whole, should have rest with her husband the night before. The Mishnah says, no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ayom shela. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Rashi, kol ayom shela. Muteret neshamesh, mi shavar netzachama, velo ratava. Kol alal lifnei netzachama, shel vista asura neshamesh. Right? He says, on the contrary, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The night before, she's a tamei, because she has to have the whole ona. From the moment that netzachama came, she never saw blood, the whole day is good for her. He says, you have to at least have that or nah. So that's a machloket Rabbi Yehuda with Tanakama. Rabbi Tanakama says, no or nah in the night, and the day comes and it's fine, carry on. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the night before she can't have relations, but the day is okay. Right, let's get to the end of that Rashi very quickly though. If she generally sees blood with the Netzachama of sunrise, because she normally sees at the end of the night, before the actual day starts, and we say she's asur for an ona, right? Visata nimtzet asura kol alal. Therefore, she seems that's asur the night before. She onat visata, right? Rabbi Yehuda machmir. Rabbi Yehuda machmir over here. So the question over here is, right? When is the ona? So ona abida ona. So if it's she sees blood mamash before daytime, so then she would go with the night. The night is a hona. If she would see blood just after the day starts, for example, then the day would be a hona. Okay, that's what we're speaking of. We'll see this in the Gemara. Most like it's Tana Rabbanan. Sorry, Tana. Keitzer Rabbi Yossi Yamim V'Sha'ot V'Satot. Right? Remember here we had in the Mishnah that we said Aitale Muda. Right? And then we had Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Yamim V'Sha'ot. So the Gemara says, what does he mean? He says, Aitale Muda Aliyot Ro'ah Miyom Yishrim Miyom Yishrim. You should normally see from the 20th of the month to 20th of the month. Or on the 6 hours, for every time when she saw a vessel on the six hours. Higia yom eshrim velo rata. So if the 20th day came now and she never saw blood, asura l'shamesh kol shei shot rishonot. So now, on the 20th day, she would normally see blood in the first 6 hours of the day. So for the first 6 hours of the day, she isn't allowed to have any relations with her husband. That would be ohona. Okay, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi matir ad shei shot. And Rabbi Yossi would say, the Gemara wants to understand, a woman who normally sees blood on the 20th day of the month within 6 hours, right? What is her onah? Right? So we see Rabbi Yehuda says that the first 6 hours, she's asur. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that for 6 hours, she's okay, right? V'choseshet b'shei sha'ot. He's much more making this. Only at the 6 hour is she asur. Avru shei sha'ot, if the 6 hours passed, v'lo ra'ata, so then asura l'shamesh kol hayom kulo. Rabbi Yehuda says again now, if the 6 hours passed and she didn't see anything, so she's got to wait for the whole day. Rabbi Yossi matir min amincha l'mar. Rabbi Yossi says from amincha l'mar, it's okay. We'll see that later on. Hadari muda, right? No, we actually won't see this early on. I'm a little bit confused now myself. So what's going to happen? Rabbi Yossi says, mishei sha'ot, right. Okay, so the 6 hours didn't, 6 hours didn't pass, and she still didn't see. So then Rabbi Yehuda says the whole day's gone. And in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the whole day, the daytime is a whole or not. Why is it relevant? It's actually, I think the only thing that makes it relevant is that the whole day, Rabbi, it's really relevant only to Rabbi Yossi, not relevant to Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, if you ask me. Right. Rabbi Yossi is relevant, Rabbi Yehuda is not relevant. Right? Rabbi Yossi min amincha l'mala. So Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that the whole morning is up to the 6 hour, and if the 6 hour came and she never saw blood, she is From Minchan on, it should be okay, right? But the first 6 hours also be okay. In other words, he just got that very short window where she's asur, Rabbi Yehuda says she's asur the whole day, right? Hayata limuda. Now, the Gemara gives an example there. Hayata limuda. The Gemara says, Vahat Tanya. And remember, Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah, the very last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Omer kol hayom shelah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Vahat Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer kol halayla shelah. We've got another bright that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol halayla shelah, not kol hayom shelah. Seems to be a stereo between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole day she can have relations if she was usually seeing at Netzach Chama. And yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says the whole night is hers. Where's it look, Kashia? How do you look betchilat yamama? How do you look besofli laila? So it would depend if she was normally seeing mamash as day broke or just before day broke when it was still night. So Rabbi Yehuda basically wants a whole day of an honor. So if she normally saw as day broke, so then the day is then the Laila is Asur because the day is okay. And if she normally sees blood at the end of the night, so then the night is Asur and the day is okay. That's really what the Gemara says. Tani Chad, Rabbi Yehuda Asura, Lifne Bista, Umatra, Lachar Visata. Once we go one brighter, we say with regard to Rabbi Yehuda that he's Asur's her before the Veset and Matir's her after the Veset. Vetani Idech, Asura, Lachar Vista, Umatra, Lifne Bista. And another brighter says that he's Asur her. That she's mutar before the veset, but asur after the veset. So the verse says, "V'lo kashia, how do you mechzeh besof leilia? How do you gilim mechzeh b'chetzera?" Dear, depending when she would see. If she would see during the day, then the day is asur. If she would see during the night is asur. Amar Rabbi Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi says, "Alochet Rabbi Yehuda." Sorry.
What about winter and summer? Different times.
So winter and summer, basically, with the whole night, it would be shot maniot. Right, and we say we need a 12-hour onat, sha'atzbanit. In summer, the days are longer, the nights are shorter. In summer, in winter, the days are longer, the nights are shorter. The same idea, depending when you would see. We're not going over here times. We're saying before sunset or after sunset, before daybreak, before after daybreak. Winter, summer, the same story. Okay. Amar Rabbah l'chak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, l'chak Rabbi Yehuda, which is l'machmir. Umi Rabbi Hachin, did Rabbi already say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Va'atanya, then we got a pasuk, we got a pasuk that says, "V'hizartu b'nei Israel mitumatam." We were warned, "V'lo yamutu mitumatam, betomam et mishkanei asher betocham." Right? So what it says, "Mikan Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yirmiya azarali b'nei Israel sheyifreshu min neshotehen samuch levisatan, mamash samuch levisatan, not for a whole onah like Rabbi Yehuda." V'kama, and how much is that? Amar Rava onah. My love ona achriti, right? So he says to him, right? My love ona achriti. What is that question over there? Somebody help me. I'm not quite sure what's going on over here. Arashi says, yeah, look at the very last one, the very first Arashi. The im vista bayom, right? That if her veset normally at the day, asura kol hayom v'chol halayla shelifnei. So she's asura the whole day and the whole night before. Rabbi Yehuda lo asar el ona tvisata, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. She's only asur for that particular onas. If she saw blood during the day, she's asur for the day. If she saw for night, she's asur for night. Not the veset before as well. In other words, only one ona, not the ona, not two. Right? Because we wanted to say that my love ona chriti, lo ota ona, it's ona. V'tarte lamali says tricha. We do need two. What are the two over here? We had in the first place, Rava said, if you look a little bit up, we said there, Am Rabbi Yossi Talimuda. We said, Vahat Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kolai Shlalo Kashi Had Tanya Chadas Tanya Ilach. Because this was a Rava again, right? We already learned the Locha from Rava. So Rava says, Lokashi Tanya Chadar, Rabbi Yehuda Osra Vistav, Tanya Ilach Osra Deregles Had Deregles. Then we said over here at Amar Rava Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara said Umi Amar Rava Hachi. Rava already said that Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. But time we got a bright that says Vizartim. And then we said the Amar Biyirmi Azrali Bnei Israel. Pshupushu Mishalot to him. And then we said Samuch Levistam. V'kame. How long is that Veset? Amar Rava Ona. Right. My love and Achrit. The Gemara said no. This Ona. So now why do we need two Halachas of Rava? The first time he tells us Rava Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rava again over here where he gives us another Halacha over here. Where he says, with regards to Rabbi Yirmiya, the Gemara says, no, we need both these halachas, right? So he says, if we just learned the one halacha, we would have thought that is when is she to Maya with regards to Tarot, but for Labala law, but for husband, no, Kamashbalan, then one halacha is for husband, one halacha is for Tarot, the same thing, that whole Veset, she is to Maya. Right, that same Ona, we end off over here.